Hi, how are you? This is the Mute Customer Service giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes, I am calling and I was on hold for the fraud department.
Alrighty. Yes, ma'am, I am the fraud supervisor for Quest.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am, give me one brief moment to look into it.
Okay. I'm sorry I misunderstood you. I thought you said you called me back.
And your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Yes, my name is Lori Nissen, N-I-S-S-E-N, at 1018 Oakmont, Temperance, Michigan, 48182.
Thank you for that information. And it's just loading. Still here, one moment. Excuse me. Alrighty. So, yes, reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a tactical bag that was, one, all you had to do is pay shipping of $7.95 to receive that tactical bag. We also do have that federal tracking number showing that the product did deliver to the address, and that was on the 19th of this month. Do you not recall of receiving that tactical bag?
No, I did not.
Because one of your house.
And I don't remember any of this.
Okay, could someone in your household?
I'm sorry?
Could someone within your household possibly want the tactical
No.
bag? Okay.
No.
So, yes, ma'am. We do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. And if these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, then this can result into a fraudulent fine. It will take 3 to 5 business days for that $7.95 and the $67.32 to fall back into your account, or however long it does take your bank to release the fundings. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
That is C like Charlie. Then that's going to be 262.
What is it?
C like Charlie.
Uh-huh.
262.
262.
675.
675.
061.
061. Okay, so this is the cancellation of whatever this account was.
Right.
Okay, and what is your name, please?
Amia, A-M-I-A.
A-M-I-A, and you said that you're the supervisor for the fraud department?
That is correct.
For whatever this is?
Yes, ma'am.
What is this, anyhow? Where am I even calling?
So we are a third party. Whomever took the subscription for where the charges was coming out was TrustedSavingSupplies.com.
Trusting Saving Supply.
Yes, ma'am.
But they went under a different, unique...
The merchant do sell other products.
Music Choice. Every, that's what the bank, it's under the bank like that?
Yes, the merchant do sell other products.
Okay, so I can call the bank and tell them to not ever release funds to these people?
I'm not sure, ma'am. However, you are counseled and refunded on our end. If there's any surveys online that expressing you want something free, it would be best to not enroll into it because it was all due based off a survey.
Okay, now I have a question too because the gal that I was talking to before you in the call center,
mm-hmm.
she said something about that there was a $125 for a music thing, and will this not be like $67.32 every month because that's what she said it was?
The gift card valued $125. It was for the 67 and 32 cents each month.
Make sure that they don't send that.
Your profile has been canceled and refunded.
Okay. All right. All right. I thank you, Amia.
No problem.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You do the same. Thanks for calling customer service.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.